Yeah, I'm gonna record Slim Pickens. Okay. All right.
For everyone who wasn't here knows
that it is Slim Pickens. Okay. Today's lecture is on slope fields. Slope fields is not in your notes. The homework will be this sheet that I give you as you leave. Slope fields is a concept that was added to the AP, I think 4 years ago, and it has been on every AP exam since, which means this year it might not be on, but it's actually a really easy concept. So let me show you what it is now. What a slope field is a graphical method for solving a differential equation that may or may not be solvable by traditional methods we've covered so far, which if you read that carefully, you don't have to write everything down, covered so far. Well, you those messages to you, they're just personal notes. Methods we've covered so far, I usually give this lecture at the end of the year. But this time of year is actually a really good time to cover slope fields. Essentially what happens is a slope field is looking at the sketch of the derivative. That's what a slope field is. It's a sketch of a derivative. The sketch of the derivative based on xy coordinates. And from those xy coordinates, we can tell the original picture. And that may not make a whole lot of sense, but think about the idea of a slope field, a field of slopes. If I can see all the little different itty-bitty slopes on a picture, if I'm looking at slopes, I'm looking at what actually the original line looks like. And what we're going to do is I'm actually going to start by looking at what's called a slope field lab. And you can just watch. You can do a little bit of writing. There we go. And I'm gonna start off by giving you, it's gonna not make any sense when you first look at it, and that's okay. What I'm gonna do is play around by changing something in this applet, and we're gonna start off with the equation y equals x squared plus 5. Don't worry about this thing yet, the slope field calculator. What is the derivative of y equals x squared plus 5? Okay. And that's the derivative, dy dx equals 2x. I'm going to take this applet, and notice that my xy axis goes from, can you read what the xy axis goes from?
Negative 1 to 1.
I'm going to make it from negative 4 to 4. And I'm actually going to change it, but I have to tell it the new derivative, dy dx equals 2 times x. Now, most people think if you're telling it to graph y equals 2 times x, you're telling it to graph a line with a slope of 2. But in a slope field calculator, you're not. You're telling it to graph all the xy points based on the equation dy dx equals 2x. Watch what happens. Okay, y equals x squared plus 5, what's that a graph of?
Parabola plus 5.
Do you see parabolas in there? Kind of in a weird way.
Yeah.
Kind of choppy little parabolas. But do you see there and let's say I make this even more tick marks. I'm gonna make it 40 and 40. You're never gonna graph something with this many hash marks. This is crazy.
Cool.
Now do you see?
Yeah.
See all the parabolas? You know? Now granted, there is theoretically one here at x squared plus 5. Why can't we see? I mean, yeah, the window, we can't see it, but why else can't we see it? Why don't we know which one is the exact right answer?
It's only graphing the root of x squared, not x squared plus 5.
And what is 5? It's how much it goes up or down. Do we call 5 a variable or a constant? Was the derivative of a constant?
Yeah.
So you can't tell where it hits the y-axis, right? But it shows you all the different areas. Now let's think about this. Now I'm going to expand this out a little bit. I'm going to change my picture so that I have, let's see how I can do this. I want this to go from negative 4 to 4. I want to, let's see. -4, 4. That's 4, 1. Sorry, I'm gonna just do this in my head. See if I can do along the x-axis. 4, 8, 9. I think this might be. This might give me the exact picture I want. Not quite. Okay. I'll go back to 10 and 10. Okay. If y is equal to 2x, and I'm graphing, this is what I'm, a slope field is a picture of slopes. So if I am looking at my x values, let's talk about this. X equals 0, x equals 1, x equals 2, x equals negative 1, x equals negative 2. Now we're looking at what y prime is equal to, that's the slope. What is the slope at x equals 0? What's the slope at x equals 1? How about at x equals 2?
4.
How about at x equals negative 1?
Negative 2.
And how about x equals negative 2?
Negative 4.
Now, I'm going to look here. Whenever my x value is 0, I'm getting a horizontal line. What does a horizontal line represent a slope of?
0.
Horizontal line is a slope of 0.
What
if I
want
to go? The x value is not. Let me see. What? Let me just see if I can do this.
Oh, yeah.
I almost want to try to be very. Okay. How about when x equals, let's see, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. When x equals 2, what's the slope?
4.
And do you see how this is a pretty steep line at all these x equals 2 values, regardless of what y equals? All right? Now, at x equals 1, because I don't have enough tick marks, let me double up the tick marks and see if I can get it at 20. Let's see if I can get it at 20. Ah, there it is. How about at x equals 1? When x equals 1, what should the slope be? Does that look like a line that's a slope of 2? Maybe. This is definitely a line of slope of 4. Slope of 6, slope of 8, slope of 10. You see how they get just more and more vertical? How about the negative values? When x is negative, what kind of slope is my function going to have? It's going to be going down, negative 2, negative 4, negative 6, negative 8, negative 10. A slope field is a graph of a bunch of slopes. That's all it is. Now remember, is this the graph of the line y equals 2x? It's a graph of the original function. From the picture of the slope field, you can tell what the original function is.
Can they do that on calculus?
I don't think the TI-83 or 89 can do a slope field. I've tried to find it, and I can't find it anywhere. Jack, what were you going to say?
You don't know, where on the...
Like, what the plus whatever is?
Yeah.
Okay, that it would be, like, the next step. The next step would be I give you the original solution of 0, 5. So you go up to 0, 5, and you start and put a dot here, and you try to just follow the slopes. But that's like sort of part two.
Yeah.
Part one says, let's just get the idea between a slope field and equation. Now, if I have y equals x squared, x squared plus y squared equals 5. What's that an equation of? A circle. And the derivative of this ended up being yesterday, negative x over y. Okay? We did this yesterday. Now you notice how that first one, the derivative was only based on the x coordinate. So whenever the x coordinate was the same, we had the same y value. But this one is based on the x and y value. So whenever x is 0, what would the slope of the little tiny slope be?
0.
And what about when y equals 0? What would the slope be? Let's see what happens. Yeah, like a vertical line. Okay, so let's see. I'm going to change this. And this, you guys have access to this. If you get onto the website and get on the PowerPoint and click through to this, you have access to this site if you want to play around with it. Oh! What's that a graph of?
Hyperbola.
It's a hyperbola because I didn't put in the negative. Watch this. Do you see all the circles? In like a really dorky way, isn't this kind of cool? I think it's great. I think it's so exciting. Now let's talk about what happens if I have an ellipse.
Looks like they're like, it's like a spiral, because they're not like all aligned.
Right, because what happens is, theoretically, this one connects on these points. It has to do with where, the lines are. If you put more tick marks on, you're actually going to see concentric circles.
Oh, okay.
The more tick marks you have, the more concentric circles you have. Okay, in case you don't remember, this is a good equation for instance, an ellipse, x squared over 4 plus y squared over 1 equals 1. All right, that is it bigger along the x-axis or the y-axis? X-axis, because the 4 is underneath the x. The derivative of this is 1 half x plus 1 plus 2 dy dx, 2y, excuse me, dy dx equals 0, which means dy dx for the ellipse comes out to be negative 1x over 4y. Negative 1x over 4y, yes. Now let me put this in my picture. Do you see the ellipses? What do you think I could do to make it go taller instead of wider?
Multiply the x by.
Multiply the x by the number. In this case, a 4. Negative 4 times x. Put in the parentheses. That should still work.
It's a kickoff.
Very good. What's the derivative of sine? Okay, let's look at this. I'm going to graph cos x. What should my slope field actually look like?
Sine graph.
See it? Yeah. Now it looks very choppy because I'm doing whole numbers. Let's say instead I went from negative 1 to 1. This is where you'll see a lot more of the shape because they'll draw a lot more. I think this will work.
Yeah, you have to go 0 to 2.
Because it's degrees, yeah. Or it's not degrees, it's radians, but one radian isn't enough. There it is. You see it now? See the sine graph? How do you know it's a sine graph and not a cosine graph?
Starts
at 0, 0. It's starting at the origin and moving up and down based on the origin. Very good. Okay. So, the important thing to realize is a slope field tells you about the original equation. The reason a slope field is helpful is because if you've got an equation that can't be integrated, such as, something really crazy. Y squared divided by x actually is integratable. It's a natural log, I think. But you see that picture right there? I put in something that doesn't make any sense whatsoever, yet I know what the picture might look like. I need some anchor points, but this looks like it's something either that, you know, comes down like this, or it levels out or something. Not quite sure, but it gives you an idea of what the graph may look like. Okay. Kind of cool. Okay. The real question is always, though, how do you do it? To do a slope field, what you do is draw little lines representing the slope at xy pairs within a certain area. And on the AP or on any test where you would be given this, I would draw little dots at the xy points where I actually want you to draw the slopes. And we'll practice one. When I say use calculators, we usually use what are called slope field calculators. What should the slope field calculator of the line, what should the slope field of the line y equals 2x look like? Line is y equals 2x. So what should the slope field look like? Oh, no, this is the actual original function. Well, careful. But what are all the slopes? So it should all look like this. All like little diagonal lines. What about if the original function is a horizontal line? Remember, the slope field should actually look like the original graph. What if it's line y equals 5? What should the graph look like? A whole bunch of horizontal lines. Right, good.
Oh, that's y1.
No. Yeah, that's y. Y equals 5.
That's not y prime. That's before you take the derivative.
Shouldn't, when you take the derivative, it should be 0, which would then be...
So y equals 5, so y prime equals 0. So the original, so the graph of the slope field...
Yeah.
...should look like that.
And then for 2x, it's... It should be 2, line, but...
Yeah, and if all the slopes are 2...
Oh, it would just be...
You get it?
Yeah.
Okay. Now let's talk about actually doing one. We've got to, what, 20, when this, 22, 24? 24, we end at 24. Plenty of time. Okay, this is the way a slope field will work, and we're going to practice the slope field for y prime is equal to negative x over y. That's the circle problem we just did. Okay. Typically on a slope field type question, what they do is start by putting just dots where we want to see the slope field drawn. I'm getting little handprints now. You've got to draw a lot of little XY pairs. But one of the great things to do when you draw a slope field, and one of the most efficient things to do, is make some generalizations. Now, this is a different situation than the first graph we looked at, because the first graph, y prime was equal to 2x. So the equation was based on only x. Now we're looking at a slope field where it's based on x and y because of the nature of the derivative. But I can make some generalizations. I can make the generalization first. And again, very tedious. I do have to make some tables usually. When x is equal to 0, what do I know my slope always is going to be equal to?
0.
So I know 0, whatever, I'm going to have 0. What about when my y values are 0?
Undefined.
So the first thing I'm going to do in a different color so I can see it is wherever my x value is 0, I'm going to draw a little line of a slope of 0. What does this line of a slope of 0 look like?
Horizontal.
Good. And that's where x equals 0. So 0, don't do anything at 0, 0 because that's both of them 0. 0, 0, 0, 0. 0, 0. So I can see it's not a tick mark. I can actually see the line. Now, how will I show these y values having an undefined slope?
Vertical line.
A little vertical line. And you just want a tiny little vertical line, a teeny weeny. You don't want them to connect to something else, because if they connect to something else, you're actually graphing the function, not the slope field. Okay. Let's look at what happens when x equals y, such as 1, 1, 2, 2, negative 1, negative 1, negative 2, negative 2. Tell me what generalizations I can make whenever x and y are the same value.
Negative 1.
Slope would always be negative 1. Because if I put in 1 over 1, the opposite of that is negative 1. 2 over 2, the opposite of that is negative 2. So I'm making some generalizations. So where is... Along what line are all the slopes a negative 1?
Y equals x.
Y equals x. Good. So along those lines of y equals x where those points are, I draw something that has a slope that reasonably approximates a slope of negative 1. I will never take out my little electronic slope measurer that I have, and I lay it over your little line to see what the slope is. I'm never going to actually look at the slope and insist, oh no, that's a slope of 0.8, not 1, I'm sorry. It just has to show progress and show a generalization. Now, what other generalizations can I make? How about along the line y equals negative x? What happens along the line y equals negative x?
Positive.
It's a positive 1 slope, think about it. 1, negative 1, negative 1, 1, 2, negative 2, negative 2, 2. So it is a nuisance, but I'm drawing. Was short.
Yeah.
Was he scared of you guys?
Shoot. I don't know.
Or she?
Just talk for a little bit.
Yeah.
Like you can go.
Oh.
Oh, it all visited. So.
Okay. Well, Lehigh's better. Okay, so I'm gonna do little positive one slopes along the line. Y equals X. I'm proud of you coming back. Very good. Okay. Now, notice we have a few more dots to fill in, but look at our slope field. It gives me a general idea. How about as X grows bigger along the x-axis, but you're staying along the same Y? Like 2, 1, 3, 1. What happens to the slope? 2, 1, 3, 1. It gets bigger negatively, right? So it goes from negative 1 to negative 2. How do I show something that's a slope of negative 2? What should I do to it?
A little more vertical.
Make it a little bit steeper, a little bit more vertical, negative 3. When I'm looking to grade a problem like this, I'm looking across to see, have your slopes gone from 0, then down, then down, then down? Am I seeing that sort of that tumble look? And how about the other direction when you're at like negative 2, 1, negative 2, 2? It's going the other way, more vertical, more vertical. And again, a little table of values will help. But look at, do you guys see the circle now? I mean, there it is, the circle. The slope field will look like the original graph. This is essentially all a slope field is I took the graph, we took x squared plus y squared equals 5, and we took the derivative yesterday. And the derivative came out to be this. And if you plot little slopes at each xy point, that's what this representation is. Like at 0, 1, I plot a slope of 0. At 0, 1, I plot a slope of 0. At 1, 1, I plot a slope of negative 1. If I plot a little tiny slope at each xy coordinate, I actually see a picture of the original graph. X squared plus y squared equals 5. There's the circle. Yeah, see it? So that is going to be less. All a slope field is you make the little xy points and you draw little teeny weeny slopes. Slopettes, if you will. Slopinis. And it is tedious. And what happens is a slope field problem on the AP tends to be sort of like one part of a four-part problem. But again, if you know what the picture is, if you're looking at a slope field, you're looking at the original function. And that is the most important point to walk away from today with. That we don't need to see yet. We'll talk about what they do on the AP in a little bit. This is the homework that I'd like you to do. It's double-sided, so you do the front and the back. The front is drawing 6 little slope fields, and the back, and we're going to grade them by looking, we're going to mark them by looking at them on that slope field calculator I showed you. So if you want to do the homework and check it on the slope field calculator, that's fine. All right?